Donald Trump updates list of Supreme Court candidates, Ted Cruz, Tom Cotton, Josh Hawley included. By Charlie Spiring on September 9, 2020. President Donald Trump on Wednesday announced his updated list of conservative candidates he would nominate to the Supreme Court if re-elected as president. Every one of these individuals will ensure equal justice, equal treatment, and equal rights for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed, Trump said in an appearance at the White House. The list was comprised of 20 names and included political figures such as newly elected Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron, as well as Senators Ted Cruz, RTX, Tom Cotton, RR, and Josh Hawley, RMO. Together we will defend our righteous heritage and preserve our magnificent American way of life, he said. The president is unlikely to nominate a political senator to the court, but including their names gives his supporters an idea of his commitment to conservative legal minds. The president repeated that Judge Amy Coney Barrett of Indiana of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit was still on the list, widely considered by conservatives to be a top candidate. Trump warned that if former Vice President Joe Biden was elected, he would empower the radical left to put activist judges on the court. In the recent past, many of our most treasured freedoms, including religious liberty, free speech, and right to keep and bear arms, have been saved by a single vote on the United States Supreme Court, he said. In 2016, the president released a list of Supreme Court candidates when he was first running for president. He updated the list in November 2017 to include a Judge Brett Kavanaugh, whom he ultimately nominated to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy. The president announced in June that he would update the list of conservative potential Supreme Court justices, citing disappointment with some of the court's decisions upholding former President Barack Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, amnesty, defunding sanctuary cities, and directing the census to ask about citizenship. The president's lists of candidates were wildly popular with conservative legal groups, some of who had reservations about Trump's judgment to pick constitutional originalists in the same legal vein as Justice Antonin Scalia. Here are the additional names that President Trump added to the list via the president's campaign. Bridget Bade, judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. Daniel Cameron, 51st Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Tom Cotton, U.S. Senator from Arkansas. Paul Clement, partner with Kirkland & Ellis LLP. Ted Cruz, U.S. Senator from Texas. Stuart Kyle Duncan, judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. Stephen Engel, Assistant Attorney General for the Office of Legal Counsel of the U.S. Department of Justice. Noel Francisco, former Solicitor General of the United States. Josh Hawley, U.S. Senator from Missouri. James Ho, judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. Gregory Katsas, judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. Barbara Lagoa, judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit. Christopher Landau, Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of the United States of America to the United Mexican States. Carlos Muniz, Justice on the Supreme Court of Florida. Martha Packold, Judge on the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois. Peter Phipps, Judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 3rd Circuit. Sarah Pitlick, Judge on the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Missouri. Allison Jones Rushing, Judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 4th Circuit. Kate Todd, Deputy Assistant to the President and Deputy Counsel to the President. Lawrence Van Dyke, Judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 9th Circuit. Here is the original list, updated in 2017. Amy Coney Barrett of Indiana, U.S. Court of Appeals for the 7th Circuit. Keith Blackwell of Georgia, Supreme Court of Georgia. Charles Kennedy of Florida, Supreme Court of Florida. Stephen Colleton of Iowa, U.S. Court of Appeals for the 8th Circuit. Allison Eid of Colorado, U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit. Britt Grant of Georgia, Supreme Court of Georgia. Raymond Gruender of Missouri, U.S. Court of Appeals for the 8th Circuit. Thomas Hardiman of Pennsylvania, U.S. Court of Appeals for the 3rd Circuit. Brett Kavanaugh of Maryland, U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. Raymond Kethledge of Michigan, U.S. Court of Appeals for the 6th Circuit. Joan Larson of Michigan, U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit. Mike Lee of Utah, United States Senator. Thomas Lee of Utah, Supreme Court of Utah. Edward Mansfield of Iowa, Supreme Court of Iowa. Federico Moreno of Florida, U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida. Kevin Newsom of Alabama, U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit. William Pryor of Alabama, U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit. Margaret Ryan of Virginia, U.S. Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces. David Stras of Minnesota, U.S. Court of Appeals for the 8th Circuit. Diane Sykes of Wisconsin, U.S. Court of Appeals for the 7th Circuit. Amul Topper of Kentucky, U.S. Court of Appeals for the 6th Circuit. Timothy Timkovich of Colorado, U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit. Robert Young of Michigan, Supreme Court of Michigan, retired. Don Willett of Texas, Supreme Court of Texas. Patrick Warrick of Oklahoma, Supreme Court of Oklahoma.